Todd and George's dad just called. He's picking you up at 3:30 tomorrow, and the bus leaves the high school for the airport around 5.
How's my suitcase working out for you?
Whoa, Mama, you gotta leave that on. Yeah, it's like, you know, hey, I made the last flight without the plane crash or anything, so I figure it's gotta be on the bag, or at least with the bag. For luck.
Where would you get a nutball idea like that?
I'm still here. So, 17, on the loose, senior trip with your friends in Paris, 10 days in the springtime. Live it up, Alex. You got your whole life ahead of you.
Hitchcock.
What?
Let me give you a hand with this man.
I'm no,
There you go.
Cardi, you dick! Good one.
You left this on the bus. Oh, Thane, come on, let's get your stuff together.
Hey, Krista. Hi, Blake.
What are you doing?
He's the man. The man!
All right. You guys got everything?
Yeah, Dad, we're all set.
Les étudiants, allons-y en France.
Does that mean go?
Down now.
Look, it's just for both of you. All right? Have a great time.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Let's go.
Okay.
Alex? Yes. You take care of him.
I will.
You know, I didn't think anything could look worse than my yearbook photo.
I didn't think I'd feel having a look at you all the time.
Mes enfants, écoutez. Excusez-moi, écoutez. Qu'est-ce que c'est l'annonce?
What the fuck's he want?
Cet aéroport n'est pas responsable pour leurs activités. Merci.
The airport does not endorse solicitors.
Très bien, Clear. C'est correct. Alors, suivez-moi. On va en France.
Death is not the end.
Will be for you if you harass my students.
Hari Rama.
I have to ask you a few questions this evening. This is Dr. Sen. Have your belongings remained in your possession the entire time? Mr. Browning?
Oh, yeah.
Have you received any packages from persons unknown to you? Same as your birthday.
When?
September 25, 9:25. Your birthday is the same as your departure time.
Dad said both of us, all right?
Now, don't
come on. Just give me some...
Hey, knock it off!
Whatever. You asshole.
welcome.
You want to take a shit by yourself?
No, 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 dude. Listen, okay? Listen, take some knowledge. We're about to board a 7-hour flight. The toilets and coach are barely ventilated closets, all right, if that. Now, let's say halfway through the flight, right? Your body wants that airplane food out. You got to go torque a wicked cable, and then right after you, like directly after you, walks in Krista or Blake. Dude, do you want them to associate you with that watery sting in their eye, that reflexive gag at the back of their throat?
Anyone seen Billy Hitchcock? How did we lose him?
Gotta take down this plane.
Good.
I really fucked up, God.
Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hello. How you doing?
You know, I would, but I got a bladder thing. It's a urinary tract infection.
Alex? Could you trade seats with Blake so she and I could sit together? She asked Todd, but he said he had some sort of medical thing. Please?
Yeah.
Did you really think we're gonna titty fuck more Greenland? You know, because of you, I gotta sit here and watch fucking Stuart Little. Thank you. Thanks, man. This is great.
Sorry I'm way out.
Carter, I am not going to guarantee you're on
this.
Hello?
Go that way. Flight attendant, prepare for departure.
Thank you.
Attention! Notre voyage commence!
Together. She asked Todd, but he said he had some sort of medical thing. Please.
What's up, dude?
Is there a problem, sir?
What's your fucking problem?
Alex, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Shut up, Browning.
You're so not funny.
This is your idea of a joke. We already
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
Alex, take it easy.
Calm down. If
we will remove you from this aircraft, then I would be.
I want to remove myself.
Get up.
Everybody in the aisle,
off the
building.
You're not the
baby. Stay where you are. Just sit tight.
I should have been in the fucking wedding.
We'll check him out, see how he's doing.
Okay. Hey!
You got this? No one gets back on board. That's my call.
Wait, please. I've got 40 students going to Paris. Please. Please.
You must understand my position.
I do. I understand your position, and I apologize for Alex. But one of us needs to be on that plane. I cannot let all those students go to Paris for 10 days.
Carter, don't! Carter,
don't! Sit down, Carter!
Sit! One of you can go on the flight, and that's it.
Larry.
The airline's not taking this very well. They'll let one of us back on. The rest of us can take an 11:10 flight. It gets in 3 hours later.
It's I'll stay.
No, no, you know the whole French thing. Get on the plane, it's fine. It's fine.
Hi, Mr. Renosi. I was in the bathroom, and the lock, it was stuck, and... Oh, wait, I didn't fight with anyone! Damn!
Thanks.
Just, I called your parents, they're on the way.
Alex, talk to me. Tell me what happened.
I saw it. Like, I don't know. I saw it. I saw it on the runway. I saw it take off. I saw out my window. I saw the ground and the cabin. It starts to shake, right? And the left side blows up, and then the whole plane just explodes. And it was so real, just like how everything happened, you know?
You've been on a lot of planes that blew up?
You must have fallen asleep.
Oh, whoa. We get
thrown off the plane. We blow, what, a half a day in Paris? All because Browning has a bad fucking dream? But wait, but the plane, it's gonna blow up, it's gonna blow up. Hey, fuck you, Horton.
Todd.
Okay, fuck you.
You're taking to the fucking hospital.
Get off him, Jack. Hey, Alex, stop it.
There they go. Here we stay.
What the hell is my trip, Brownie?
What's wrong with that plane? Something
your fucking breath.
Oh, shit!
Look at me as if I caused this. I didn't cause this.
Are there any survivors?
Arshina. What, you think I'm some sort of...
He's not a witch.
Hello, I'm Howard Siegel, National Transportation Safety Board. We've contacted all your families. They are on the way. Is there anyone here who feels they might need a little medical attention or spiritual counseling at this time?
What's going on? Are there any survivors?
Well, the cause for the explosion is still undetermined. The Nassau County authorities are on the scene. Naval search and rescue en route.
Excuse me. I'm Agent Ween. This is Agent Shrek. We're with the FBI. I understand how you all must be feeling right now. And I know it's going to be difficult, but we're going to need to ask you a couple questions regarding today's events while they're still fresh in your mind. I'm sure this will prove invaluable to our rescue attempts and any potential criminal investigation.
You said, listen to me. This plane will explode on takeoff. How did you know that?
I got this feeling. It's a weird feeling.
Did you take any sedatives before boarding the plane? Or on board, did you take any sleeping pills, any narcotics, any hallucinogens, Alex? Did you take any drugs?
No. I saw it happen. I saw the plane explode.
Did the weird feelings have anything to do with your saying that you wish that Carter Horton was on the plane just before it exploded? And why'd you say it?
I don't really think it was going to happen.
If that's the case, Alex, then why did you really get off the plane?
My brother George, he told me to go and keep an eye on Alex. And so he stayed and... he told me to get off.
Larry Murnau said I should get back on, but I told him that he should go. I sent him back on the plane.
All right. Nobody forced you off the plane. You said you weren't friends with those that were. So, Claire, why did you get off the plane?
Because I saw and I heard Alex.
Him.
on.
At the first piece of debris to wash ashore from Volé Air Flight 180, which erupted shortly after a 9:25 p.m. takeoff from John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. There are no known survivors. However, Coast Guard and naval search and rescue efforts are continuing at this moment, even as jet fuel burns on the ocean surface. Authorities are pessimistic about the possibility of finding anyone alive from the ill-fated flight. All 287 passengers are feared dead. Amongst the travelers, a class of 40 students and 4 teachers from Mount Abraham High School in southeast New York, en route to Paris on a field trip. There are reports several students were removed from the aircraft moments before departure. However, investigators remain guarded about the specifics of this incident. Authorities from the National Transportation and Safety Board and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have arrived at JFK to begin the initial investigation. Eyewitnesses at the airport, as well as on Long Island, report seeing the plane explode.
Since we lost our 39 loved ones, friends, and teachers. As each day passes without a determining cause for the accident, we ask ourselves why. Ecclesiastes tells us, man no more knows his own time than fish taken in the fatal net or birds trapped in the snare, like bees, the children of men caught when the time falls suddenly upon them. And so, before we can heal, before we can escape the presence of death and time, we must mourn and celebrate theirs with this memorial.
Boxes of picture books of memories of fun and happy and not so in between. Do you remember that time that we have never laughed so hard? Close at hand, that's where you will be.
I hope you don't think, Browning, because my name ain't up on this wall, that I owe you anything.
You, my friend,
it's
know. Because all I have are these people. To live my life to the fullest.
Why don't you stay off the JD then, huh, Carter?
Listen, don't you ever fucking tell me what to do, all right? I control my life, not you.
Carter!
I'm never gonna die. You always had bigger wings. Hey, Alex. Hey.
Hey.
I took my driver's test last week at the DMV. Got a 70. It's the lowest score you can get, but I passed. The thing is, when I was done with the test, you know the guy that drives with you, you know, during the test?
Right.
Yeah, well, anyways, he goes, young man, you're gonna die at a very young age. Is that true?
Not now, not here, not ever, Billy.
I asked how Cynthia passed her. Will she say no?
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. You scared the hell out of me. Father, you know, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Hey, look, when he gets over this thing, you and me, we'll road trip to the city, you know, catch the Yanks.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, we'll do that.
Look, I better go.
Yeah.
This thing Miss Luton showed me in class, they're gonna let me read it. It says what I'm feeling.
Take care, man.
Because of you, I'm still alive. Thank you.
We say that the hour of death cannot be forecast. But when we say this, we imagine that the hour is placed in an obscure and distant future. Never occurs to us that it has any connection with the day already begun, or that death could arrive this same afternoon. This afternoon, which is so certain, and which has every hour filled in advance.
Where's Todd?
Guilt over George staying on the plane, he took his own life.
No. Look, he wouldn't do that. Okay, he said to me we'd be friends again after you got better. Why would he make plans with me if he was thinking about killing himself? Mr. Wagner. Mr. Wagner!
Almost autumn.
It's only the end of June.
Yeah, but everything's always in transition. Focus even now, just 1 week into summer, you can almost feel autumn coming. I like being able to see the future.
Oh, you were at Todd's house last night.
I've seen enough TV to know that the FBI doesn't investigate teen suicide. They were there last night. That means, one, they don't have a clue what caused the crash. Two, they haven't ruled out anything, and the fact that 7 people got off the plane is probably weird enough, not to mention that one of those people had a vision, or whatever, of the plane exploding minutes where it actually did explode is highly suspicious. And it doesn't help that the visionary's friend just committed suicide.
Why were you there last night?
You know what this is?
This is a, who's the spring hand guy?
It's you. Not a likeness. It's how you make me feel, Alex.
I'm sorry.
No, like you, the sculpture doesn't even know what or why it is. Reluctant to take form. and you're creating an absolute but incomprehensible attraction. 4 years of high school, we haven't said one word to each other. At that moment on the plane, I felt what you felt. I didn't even know where those emotions were coming from until you started freaking out. I didn't see what you saw. I felt it. You can still feel it, can't you? Something from that day is still with you. I know because I can still feel you. That's why I was there last night.
You know, I've never dealt with death before. This could all be in our head. It just feels like it's all around us.
It's?
What if Todd was just the first of us?
Is that something that you're feeling?
I don't know. You know what? I just wanted to see him again. One last time. So maybe I would know.
Then let's go see him.
Is that him?
I think. Why did he make him up like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that's him. Whatever it was that made him Todd is definitely gone. Can't do that.
Chemicals in the vascular flesh create cadaveric spasms.
Look, I'm his friend, and
I know who you are.
What are all those tiny marks?
Cuticle lacerations from pulling at the wire.
Pulling at the wire.
Hmm?
If he was pulling at the wire, he wasn't trying to kill himself. It was an accident.
In death, there are no accidents. No coincidences, no mishaps, and no escapes. What you have to realize is that we're all just a mouse that a cat has by the tail. Every single move we make, from the mundane to the monumental, the red light that we stop at or run, the people we have sex with or won't with us, the airplanes that we ride or walk out of, it's all part of death's sadistic design. Leading to the grave.
Design. Does that mean if you figure out the design, you can cheat death?
Alex, you've already done that by walking off the plane. Your friend's departure shows that death has a new design for all of you. Now you have to figure out how and when it's coming back at you. Play your hunch, Alex, if you think you can get away with it. But remember, the risk of cheating the plan, of disrespecting the design, could incite a fury that could terrorize even the Grim Reaper. And you don't even want to fuck with that, Mac Daddy.
Okay, then. Well, Yeah, I'm sorry we broke in and...
No harm. No foul. I'll see you soon.
Mortician said the death has a design.
Okay. I'm talking about omens.
How do we know? Just by sitting here, by sipping this coffee, or breathing the air, or even crossing the intersection that we haven't started in motion, the events that will someday lead to our death 40 years from now, 10 years from now, tomorrow. We don't. Unless we open ourselves up to the signs it's willing to show us.
I don't understand. Did you see Todd die? Did it happen again? Like on the plane?
No. No, it didn't, but I mean, it might as well have. This is a message or something, Claire. Or someone hinting at a design.
Total bullshit. I mean, you can find death omens anywhere you want to. Coffee. Starts with a C and ends with an E. So does the word choke. So what, we're gonna choke to death? I want to hear you. We'll go nuts if you start with this shit.
The mortician said that death has a design, right? Now what if you, me, Todd, Carter, Terry, Billy, Mrs. Lou messed up that design for whatever reason? I saw death's plan. Then we cheated it. But what if it was our time? What if we were not meant to get off that plane? What if it still is our time? If it is, then it's not finished. And we will die. Now, not later. Unless we find the patterns and cheat it again.
Pictures in my head of the final destination.
After hearing you, I do believe that Todd killed himself. Not now. Carter!
Oh, looks like we have a bit of a reunion here.
Let it go.
When are you moving?
A couple weeks.
That's too bad.
Carter, dick!
She was one of her favorite teachers.
Baby, come on.
Look, guys, there's something I need to tell you, okay?
Alex.
And you're through your whole life.
Wait, and you probably are not going to believe
it. And now she's got to move.
You listen to me. You're all around
it! Enough! Both of you! They died and we lived! Get over it. I will not let this plane crash be the most important thing in my life! Ah! I'm moving on, Carter. And if you want to waste your life beating the shit out of Alex every time you see him, then you can just drop fucking dead.
Concerned about you. I'm concerned about you. Why won't you talk to her? What do you mean?
Dad, you and Mom have both been a big hell. But there's something I need to understand before I can talk to anyone.
The National Transportation Safety Board has a new theory tonight on the possible cause of the explosion of Volley Air Flight 180. Officials believe deterioration of silicone insulation on an electrical connector to the scavenger pump may have leaked combustible fluids. A spark in the fuel switch beneath the coach cabin in the fuselage may have ignited the fuel line and proceeded to the fuel pump, which would have set off the catastrophic explosion.
I see Terry Chaney. And in the day, out of nowhere, I hear the sound of my own voice in my head saying to Larry Minot, no, you know the whole French thing, get on the plane. Everything reminds me of that day. Right. Yeah, I'm hoping it changed my outlook. I lived here my whole life, you know, and everywhere I look for great memories. And now all I see is Larry and those kids, you know. Just looking at my own front yard makes me feel nothing but fear. Laura, I'm gonna have to call you back. Right. Hi, this is Valerie Luton. I need Agent Shrek.
Let's check on the air and the tire to make sure it's safe.
Get in the car. Put on your seatbelt.
That Miss Luton is next.
Next?
Yes. And next, because there's this pattern that's occurring.
Oh, right, a pattern, yeah. You notice that too, huh?
Mom's favorite.
So what about this pattern, Alex? Did you see it in another one of your visions? Did you catch it in some TV static?
You know, I never asked for what happened on the plane. And you guys can sit there in your little chairs and make fun of me. Whatever, it's fine. But I saved 6 lives on that plane. 6 lives, and everybody in my entire school thinks I'm a freak. And I'm not suffering from post-traumatic stress. I don't have a narcissistic deity complex. I'm not going dumber on you guys. This just is. There is a pattern for us all. There's a pattern for you. There is a pattern for you. There's a design for everyone. And I don't know how yet, but I'm going to break this one.
Came to our attention at first because you were under suspicion of this plane explosion. Now, I know you didn't blow up the plane, and we were ready to move on, but then the other survivors started to die. First your friend Todd, then Terry Chaney while you were there, while you were at the scene, and now tonight we pick you up at Val Luton's house. Alex, nobody has control over life and death unless they are taking lives and causing death. Now, can you promise me that no one else is going to die?
No, I can't. As long as I'm in here, it's out of my control. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. Get out of here.
Thank you.
That kid gives me the creeps. What are we gonna do? We got nothing to hold him on.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. There are a couple of moments there where I almost believed him.
Can I tell you something? Don't take this the wrong way. But sometimes you give me the creeps.
Stop this. Fuck this. It's this stupid mug. You're out of here. Pretty soon you'll be gone.
Yeah!
Miss Luton! Okay. All right, okay. Just stay still, okay? Oh God, it's blue.
I don't know where he is. He's not talking to me.
Why?
So I didn't believe him.
If he does contact you, I think that it would be in the best interest of your safety if you called us. Now, here's my card. Toll-free number. Interesting work.
Terry's name should be on this wall. Shit. Why'd you want us to meet you here anyway, huh?
Because they're watching me. See if I go to Alex. That's why you're taking me.
Why would I want to see him?
Because he knows which one of us is next.
So, drive the speed limit, okay? Oh, and, don't pass on the light. Billy, wait a minute here. I'm getting a vision. You're the next one, man.
Hey, man, why'd you say that?
Because if you say another word, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
All the candles in the world would not be enough to match the burning in my soul and the fever in my heart. Count the places of devotion. Count the altars of despair. As we're going, 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 going down.
He could be anywhere from here to a mile down the road. So you guys drive down there, start that way, and loop back around the middle. All right, it'll take half the time.
Up there. Somehow, Flight 180, are they still in flight? Somewhere? Are they safe?
When I was a kid, like 6 or 7, I used to worry so much about my parents dying. Lying awake at night just worrying.
Yeah, well, most kids do, I guess.
Most kids never have it happen. When I was 10, my dad went into a 7-Eleven for cigarettes. I guess that he heard someone say, don't turn around, so on reflex, or thinking it was a friend joking, he did. And a guy blew his head off. Life became shit after that. My mom just couldn't deal anymore. She married this asshole who my mom with a real dad would have crossed the street to avoid this guy. He didn't really want a kid, so my mom didn't either anymore. That was the design for my father and my family? Then fuck death! I have thought a lot about that somewhere, Alex. It exists, that place, where my dad is still safe. He had a full pack of cigarettes that night and just kept driving. For me and my mom, my dad are still together and have no idea about this life here. Where our friends are still in the sky. Where everyone gets a second chance. Alex, we can't give up.
I can't go home, all right? Because after Mrs. Luton, they're going to be looking for me.
No, we're taking you to my dad's cabin in the woods. It's only a couple miles from my house.
All right, Brownie, fucking warlock. Did you know about Miss Luton or what?
Why do you think I was hiding?
Billy told the FBI I saw you running from her house.
I was running because they blame me for everything. They blame me for Todd, they blame me for her, they blame me for the fucking plane crash, Billy.
Fire, like, caramelized her blood, Alex. Your shoe prints were in it. Your fingerprints were on the knives.
I told you, Billy. I told you they were not...
I'm not talking about whether or not you did it, all right? Or even if you knew she was dead. Did you know she was going to be next? Before she was?
Yeah, I did. I knew.
Out of us. Who's next to see it?
Please. Tell me I'm gonna get to see the Jets win a Super Bowl.
It's me, right? That's why you're not saying.
I knew I should have felt up Tammy in the pool that time.
Hey, what are you whining about? He said I'm next.
He didn't say anything. Just drive.
See, you have a responsibility to tell me.
You think it's gonna make it easy to know, Carter? Huh? It's not. It's gonna make it fucking harder.
You know, you get off having control over me. You let me decide how to deal with it.
It doesn't matter who's next. Because we're all on the same list, all of us.
Oh, fuck. Really? All right, then why bother? I mean, what's the fucking point, right? Me and Terry, we'll be back together on the other side. So why wait any longer?
Carl, what are you doing?
Slow down. Slow down, Carter!
Fuck you!
Knock it off!
Why?
Maybe we'll go out on my own free will, right?
Not with us in the fucking car.
Jesus, Carter, no! Carter, stop the car! This is the fucking worst if it ain't your time, huh? I could get nailed running this next red light. You open this shit, right? It's only me.
Work that way, Carter.
Our fucking painted first class!
Get control of yourself.
That's what I'm doing!
I know what you're doing, and it's all right to be scared, Carter.
I'm not afraid, all right? I decide when it's time. I control my life. I control my death.
You have to prove this, how big your balls are.
Not now!
Carter, stop driving like such an asshole.
What are you doing?
Fucking Carter!
That's right!
Carter, put your hand back on the wheel!
Carter, stop!
On the wheel, Carter!
Oh, shit! Hey, Carter, easy! I am so close to people right now, you don't even want to know.
We're afraid too, Carter, but we're not going to quit. Stop what you're doing and stop this fucking car! Damn it, Carter! I want you to stop this car right now! Move it.
Hey, open the door, Billy.
Move the fucking car!
Open the fucking door.
Move the car.
Billy.
Easy.
Open the door.
Easy, open the fucking door.
Open the door.
Billy, open the fucking door!
Billy, open it!
Billy, open the door!
Open the door!
Carter, listen to me. Don't do this.
God damn it! Get out of the fucking car!
Carter, listen to me! Hey, listen to me! This isn't the way! It's not the way! Get out of the car! Come on!
It's coming! It's coming!
Carter!
It ain't my time.
Carter, listen to me! This isn't the way! Get out of the car, Carter!
Carter, get out of the car!
Come on! Get out! I can't get out!
That's the plan, that's the design! You should be fucking dead!
Oh, you're the fucking devil!
I saw the seatbelt! I knew it would rip! That's how I saved him! Just like the plane! Just like the disposal, I saw it!
The police are coming!
Fuck, I saved him! And because I saved him, it skipped Carter and went to the next person in the path of the explosion, Billy! I have to see it! And if I see it, then I intervene, and if I intervene, I change the design!
But intervene, what are you, God now?
God's unafraid to die! Guys, don't die. We do, you know?
Vivi, you're losing it, okay? The police will be here. We have to get you back to my cabin so you can hide out there and get your head together.
Okay, after Billy, I'm next. I'm next.
Let me.
Hey, listen. I'm not gonna let it happen, okay? Listen to me.
Hey,
all right?
Hey, why don't you just get the fuck out of here?
Thank you.
Nice one. I overlooked it. You tried to capitalize, but I caught you. You fuck. I could beat you. Yeah, maybe not forever. But I got this cabin rigged to beat you now.
She was there a minute ago. What are you talking about?
I'm not turning him in. It's too dangerous for him out there alone. I go with you.
You can't. Claire, you just tell us where he is. Wait at home. I give you my word that we will bring him in safely in protective custody.
Oh,
We lost him.
From the direction, there's only one place he's heading.
Oh, shit.
I just can't believe we got on a plane again. You know what I'm saying?
Voilà.
Merci.
Wow. It's weird being here, huh? We finally completed a puzzle. So there's something missing. You know?
To Terry.
Yeah. To Todd.
To all of our friends that can't be here.
Cheers.
What? You would have told me 6 months ago that the three of us would be sitting here having a drink.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it just feels like the two of you are the only ones who can really understand. You're right, Brown. He did skip us. It was a design. We beat it. You know, we won.
I think the only thing we won, Carter, is a chance at a full life. A chance that I won't ever waste.
Yeah. There's just something, you know, something I can't figure out. What design?
Alex, just let it go, all right?
That's why I just hear me out, all right?
Oh, my God.
Just listen. Now, the path of the explosion determined the order of our deaths, right? But when I intervened and saved Carter, it skipped him and went to the next person on the path that went to Billy, all right? And then it was clear. But I intervened and saved her, so it went to me. But in my case, no one intervened, right? I was thrown from that power line by the explosion. So
why did it skip you,
right?
How do we know that this isn't exactly what was meant to happen? That out of everyone on Flight 180, you, me, and Carter were meant to live. Maybe that was the design all along.
Or you could still be next.
Shut up, Carter.
What? I didn't make up the rules. I mean, somebody's got to intervene before death can skip them. Alex proved that 3 times. On the plane, me, you. For all I know, it could circle back and get us all again. But I am the safest fucker in the world because you're still next.
Can we just stop talking about this?
Uh-huh.
Let's figure out.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm gonna meet you guys back at the hotel, okay?
Just wait, I'll go with you.
No, just stay here, okay, Claire? Just stay here, right?
See, it's true. I told you were next, man.
Stop it, Carter. Alex, wait.
No, Claire, stay there, okay? Stay away.
Next, then just skip me. So who's next?
My
troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I swear there ain't no heaven, and I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, and I pray there ain't no hell. But I never know by living, only my time will tell. Only my time will tell, yeah. Only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in the world to carry on, to carry on. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by fate, don't wanna die on easy. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by faded, don't wanna die uneasy. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in the world to carry on, carry on, to carry on. Don't wanna go by demon. Don't wanna go by faded. Don't wanna.